Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, February 12th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, today we'll start with Patch Tuesday, and we have patches from Microsoft and from Adobe to talk about. Microsoft delivered 7 patches as the updated pre-announcement advertised, and let's just start with them. MS-14.5 is yet another patch for Microsoft's XML Core services. This one is important. It is an information disclosure vulnerability. I had problems in the past patching this someone, so this may be a patch to watch a little bit, make sure that it is applied correctly. But given that it's just information disclosure vulnerability and that its exploitability is labeled as 3, which means it's very difficult to exploit, I wouldn't assign it a real high priority. Next, we got MS-14.006. This is an IPv6 denial of service vulnerability. Actually, apparently, the denial of service does not just affect IPv6, it just uses IPv6 to launch denial of service. In order to do so, the attacker would have to send a large number of router advertisement packets. Now, there are a lot of actually well-documented denial of service attacks that do involve a large number of router advertisements. Not 100% sure what they're referring to here, but overall, this is not that terribly critical given that it's requiring layer 2 access. So it's really only launchable from within the same subnets. Router advertisements don't really travel across routers, they're being sent by a router. As such, I don't really see this as a big deal. If you have layer 2 access, there are a lot of ways to launch denial of service attacks. So this will eliminate one more vector here. MS-14.7 is a little bit more interesting. We are back at remote code executions, and this is rated as critical by Microsoft. In this case, it's Direct2D, so this graphics library is exploitable and can be exploited via, for example, a malicious web page without any user interaction. This, and then later the Internet Explorer patch, is what I would probably consider the most critical, and we labeled the second one patch now. This one we didn't label patch now, as there is no public exploit available at this point. MS-14.8 is a remote code execution in Microsoft Forefront. So this is Microsoft's security product that is vulnerable here. In particular, this affects a Forefront Protection 2010 for Exchange Server. So if you're running this product, this is something you should patch rather quickly. However, there is no exploit available for this at this point. MS-14.9 is the promise.net framework fix. The vulnerability here is either denial of service or a privilege escalation vulnerability, depends on the exact version of the operating system and the version of .NET that you may be running on it. Tricky part here is that it does affect servers and clients. On the client, of course, it could be exploited using .NET code in Internet Explorer. On the server, it could be exploited if you, for example, have users load .NET code, or if your .NET applications do expose some of the vulnerable functions. So these were the 5 vulnerabilities that we were originally promised, but we got 2 more according to Microsoft's update. And the first one is the Internet Explorer vulnerability. Long list of vulnerabilities that are being fixed here, one of which is actually publicly being exploited, which is why we are rating this as a patch now. The second or last one here is MS-1411, and that's another remote code execution vulnerability in Visual Basic Script scripting. So again, something that's most likely going to be exploited via Internet Explorer, and again, rated critical by Microsoft. But for this vulnerability, there is no exploit available at this point. When it comes to overall rating of the patches, I would start with the Internet Explorer patch. Now, this looks a little bit intimidating with all the vulnerability it fixes, but typically these Internet Explorer patches apply pretty easily. And remember, yes, one of the vulnerabilities is already being exploited. Secondly, MS-14.7, that's the Direct2D vulnerability. The only exception from this would be if you are running Microsoft Forefront for Exchange, then MS-14.8 would be the one I would attend to first. Adobe gave us a Shockwave patch. Now, this particular vulnerability is already being exploited in targeted attacks. So again, this makes this particularly interesting and important to patch. It does affect Windows and OS X. So much for patches today. We also have a little sort of call for help here, and that came via Brett, who runs an ISP in Wyoming. He has seen over the last couple days a lot of his customers' E1000 and E1200 routers being exploited. These are these somewhat newer Linksys routers. Now, the E1000 is no longer being maintained and sold, and there is no firmware update for it. For the E1200, it appears that the latest firmware 2.0.06 is immune against this particular exploit, but he's seeing a lot of his customers being exploited, and once the router is exploited, it will then start scanning for port 80 and 8080. Another little thing he has sometimes seen, but doesn't seem to be consistent across all the affected routers, that their DNS server is changed to Google's DNS server. That's the 8888 or 8844 DNS server. If you have any details, if you have any observations to share, would appreciate if you would let us know. At this point, we don't know what the exact vulnerability is that's being exploited here. It's not weak passwords. Brett eliminated this. But given that the latest firmware is not vulnerable, probably one of the older authorization bypass vulnerabilities. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have less patches and more other content to talk about.